A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Round 5 kicks off a little bit later tonight with the Sydney Roosters taking on the Parramatta Eels, coming to you from Allianz Stadium. Obviously the new stadium here in Sydney next door to the SCG, so very, very excited for that one. We're going to go through our entire preview for this game. We'll go through the team list to kick it off because there are a couple of changes for both sides. So 8 p.m. tonight, this one kicks off. Sydney Roosters, Parramatta Eels. For the Chooks, at fullback, James Tedesco, Daniel Tupou and Jackson Paulo on the wings. Suaalii at left centre. At right centre, Joey Manu out of this one. So Drew Hutchinson, he comes in to play right centre. One of Trent Robinson's favourites there, Mr. Reliable. I think he's the new modern age Mitch Albison, just quietly. I think he's earned Trent Robinson's respect and trust. I think he'll find a spot for him most weeks. Luke Keary wears jersey 6. Sammy Walker, the young superstar in the 7. The clash of the 7s, so this one's going to be unreal. JWH, the enforcer and the leader up front with Lindsay Collins, another representative front rower. The hectic cheese, Brandon Smith in the 9. On the edges, the Butcher brothers. Nat Butcher on the right, Egan Butcher on the left. And with Victor Radley in game 100 for the Tricolours tonight. Congratulations to Victor Radley. 100 games for a Roosters junior. For the Roosters, you do not see that all that often. The Clovelly Crocodile, who came good, probably should have played 200 games by now, but he's had a tough trot, Victor, but one of the better players in this competition. I'm sure he'll be in for a big one tonight. Their bench, Jakey Turpin, White, Corey Allen, and Fletcher Baker. So not the strongest bench for the Sydney Roosters. A lot of question marks there. Corey Allen on the bench is a really interesting one. I wouldn't be surprised if he comes off the bench. And they either bring in Ben Thomas, who's another middle forward, or the other option, if you're going to play Corey Allen, an outside back off the bench, number 19, Junior Pauga, who's been playing for the Bears the last few weeks. He did really well in the trials. Didn't have the greatest game for the Bears last week. Scored a try, but missed 8 or 9 tackles. But he's a guy that I think has got potential to come into this side. I think you will see him play first grade at some point this year. Junior Pauga, very talented guy. Did very well in the trial. So I wouldn't be surprised if you do see a late change for the Roosters in this one. We know, you know, against South Sydney a few weeks ago, Trent Robinson took Brandon Smith and Rhea Hargraves, put them to the bench, brought them on in the 20-minute mark. And in my opinion, it proved to be the difference. So keep an eye on this Rooster starting lineup. I wouldn't be surprised if you do see changes. I very highly doubt they will run out with that exact 1-17 at 8 p.m. tonight. Let's go to the Parramatta Eels coming off their first win of the season. What a win it was against the Penrith Panthers, a team coming off a bye, so a fantastic result for Parramatta. Very, very good to get the W there. It did cost them Junior Paulo, of course, who's going to miss 2 weeks for that high tackle on our boy Zach Hosking. So a huge loss there, and it will be interesting to see how Parramatta handle the loss of Junior. Obviously, they've been playing their middle, their starting front row forwards and their lock, Jermaine Hopgood, for huge minutes. This will really test them now. It'll be interesting to see what happens. Ryan Madison started on the edge last week, shifted into the middle. I'm expecting him to play a lot more of middle tonight. I also doubt that Parramatta run out 1-17 as they've been named. But let's go through that side. Clint Gutherson, he's been in the headlines over the last week or so, Gutho. I'm expecting him to have a big game tonight. I think he's going to really stand and deliver. Sivo on one wing, Bailey Simonson on the other side. The centres, Will Pennicini and Wonga Blake. Wonga Blake, who I believe is under a little bit of pressure at the moment to keep his spot. So defensively, he's going to need a big game here, I believe. He'll be marking up against Suoliti, so that will be a huge, huge test for him. No, sorry, he'll be going up against Drew Hutchison, I think, so he gets a little reprieve there, but Wonga Blake still under a heap of pressure to keep his spot in this side, from what I gather. The halves, the superstars, Dill Brown and Mitch Moses. Moses coming off a huge game last week, very, very impressive. Up front, Regan Campbell-Gillard, obviously junior ball out this game, as we said, so RCG, he's the alpha in this team now, and he needs to lead from the front, really take it on with JWH and Lindsay Collins on the other side of the park. Remu Gregg comes into the starting side. Whether he starts or not remains to be seen. I'm not convinced, but we'll see. Josh Hodgson in the nine. Their edges, Ryan Madison and Bryce Cartwright, with our boy Jermaine Hopgood in jersey 13. Their bench as it stands right now, Matt Dory, Brendan Hands, Jack Murchie and Makatoa. On their extended bench, got Jake Arthur and Hayes Dunster there. Now, Parramatta, I don't think they'll bring in Arthur or Hayes Dunster, but I wouldn't be surprised to see Ryan Madison maybe shifted into the front row, and maybe they start a Dory or a Jack Murchie, one of these guys, or maybe they start Makatoa and bring Greg off the bench. I'm just not sure. I'm just not convinced that Greg is going to be the guy to start this game. I think there will be changes, and even if there's not, I'm pretty confident that you will see Ryan Madison shift into the middle when Dory comes on to probably play on the right edge. But I think tonight it's going to be big minutes for Jermaine Hopgood. It's going to be big minutes for Regan Campbell-Gillard. And I'm expecting Ryan Madison to go the full 80 here. So it's going to be a big test for Parramatta. I'm keen to see how Brad Arthur responds to this, because obviously it's not just a one-week thing. It's a two-week thing. He's got 2 weeks to sort it out. Unfortunately, because of the way that Brad Arthur has used his interchange in the first few weeks, Greg and Makatoa haven't played a heap of minutes realistically. So it'll be interesting to see how they go against this Roosters side, who the starting team's unreal, but a lot of question marks over their bench as well. I think this game could be decided by the tactics from both coaches, to be honest with you. I think it'll be very interesting at some point. Both teams are going to have to give a little because they've got certain guys out. Their benches are a little bit weaker than what they would like. I can actually see a world where Parramatta potentially bring Matto off the bench, and when you see JWH, Lindsay Collins lead the field, he goes straight on, and, you know, Brad Arthur might just back in his side to sort of withstand the first 20-25 minutes and then win the game after that. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what both coaches do here. Brendan Hands is obviously on the bench for Parramatta. Love this selection. You've got to remember that last week when he made his debut, Mitch Rain was available. So Brad Arthur could have gone for Mitch Rain, the experienced hand there. He went for the 23-year-old debutant Brendan Hands, who's played hooker. He's played a bit of 5'8 in reserve grade as well. I thought he absolutely killed it, and I thought Parramatta looked much better with him on the field. But I still think that Josh Hodgson definitely has a place in this side. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Brendan Hands start this game, because I think it will be tough through the middle, especially when you've got Rhea Hargraves and Lindsay Collins out there if they do both end up starting. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Josh Hodgson plays the last 50 minutes or so. So I'm expecting both these teams to not run out 1-17. I think there will be changes for both of these sides. And as I said before, I think the tactics by both coaches, how they're going to use their interchange and whatnot, I think it could go a long way to deciding this one, and I'm sure that both coaches will be very keen to get some mail on what the other coach is going to do. Real game of chess here going on with the 17, so cannot wait to see how they line up. Those team lists will drop at 7 p.m, so make sure you check them out. Very, very keen to see how that all goes. Now let's have a look. Anytime try scorers here and what I'm looking at. I'll start with this. The Roosters are at $1.50. Parramatta's at $2.50. I know Junior is a massive out, but I think Parramatta coming off a win last week, I think they'll take a lot of confidence from that. Roosters without Joey Manu as well, that's far from ideal. Parramatta at $2.50, I think there is great value there. The line's 5.5. I'd love to get 6.5. We just missed there. But 5.5, I really like that for Parramatta. Personally, I think this game will be decided 1-12 either way. I think it will be a tight one. I don't think either team blows the other one out. But I think Parramatta, there's huge value there. I think they would have taken a lot of confidence out of last week. It's a really, really interesting game, this one. But yeah, Parramatta, There's value there, I'm telling you. $1 to $12, $3.40. I don't mind that at all. The Roosters haven't quite been themselves. They've been good, but they haven't been great. Coming off a bye, they've obviously had 2 weeks to prepare and whatnot. But I think Parramatta would have taken so much confidence out of last week. Obviously, without Junior, huge loss. Don't get me wrong. And the Roosters have Rhea Hargraves. They have Lindsay Collins, these guys. Manu out. A few other bench guys that they would normally be able to rely on, not there. Just think it's going to be an interesting one. Ryan Madison back for Parramatta. We know how much of a difference that makes despite losing Junior. So I'm really, really excited about this one. And I was pretty confident that Parramatta would go into Easter next weekend 0-5. They're now 1-3. I wouldn't be surprised if they go in 2-3, which would be a huge win for Parramatta and you Parramatta Eels fans. So value in Parramatta tonight, I am telling you, a lot of value there. When I have a look at the anytime try scorers in this game, I look over at the Roosters, Sualee at $2.25, always value there. You get a superstar like him on the strike edge. I think with Joey Manu not playing, I think that a lot of ball will go down the left. It tends to anyway for the Sydney Roosters. Sualee, if he just gets the half opportunity there, he will make it count. $2.25. I believe he'll be going up against his good mate from school, Will Pennicini. So that'll be a really, really good matchup to watch. But Sualee, with Teddy setting him up and with the space they create down that edge, he's also a kick target. I think $2.25 for Sualee is great value. Daniel Tuba is at $1.85, which I don't mind too, but Sualee, $2.25, that looks really, really ripe to me there. James Tedesco, when the Roosters need someone to stand up, he always stands and delivers. Without Joey Manu there, he's probably going to steal less reps of him. $2.35 for James Tedesco, bit of value there as well. Now, let's have a look at the Parramatta Eels, because there's a few guys here that are standing out to me. Obviously, Micah Sivo, he's a try-scoring wizard. He scores tries for fun. You can get him at almost $2, $1.90. I do like chucking that into your same-game multis there. No doubt about that. He's obviously on the left edge for Parramatta, which means he's going up against the Roosters' right edge, which will be Drew Hutchinson and Jackson Paulo, so I don't mind that spot there. Mitch Moses plays down that edge. He's looked electric down there so far this year. So Micah Sivo at $1.90 to chuck in your anytime in your same game multis as an anytime try scorer. Like the value there. Gutho, we're going to have a podcast dropping this afternoon on Gutho. I'm tipping him to be in for a big game tonight. I think he's going to hear all the noise that came this week. I think he's going to stand and deliver. Very good footballer. Scored a try last week. Great support player. He is effort built on effort, built on effort, built on effort. Gutho, $2.70. I like the value there. With Junior out, the Parramatta Eels are going to need guys to stand up, and I think Gutho will be one of those guys. I'm going to say it again, guys. Jermaine Hopgood, $11.50. The Parramatta Eels, they got two hookers that have got attacking upside in them. Hands has played 5'8 in reserve grade. You've got Josh Hodgson, who's great around the ruck. Hopgood will score over the next few weeks. Just run with me on this one. He will score. The last few weeks, he's been at about $8.50. Hasn't got close, to be honest with you, but he's got it in him. Just trust that I've watched enough of him in reserve grade to tell you this. $11.50 for Hopgood. The value is just too good there. I absolutely love it. I'll be having a little fiver on it. There's a bit of value there. Top good. He will score over the next 2 weeks. I promise you. I know it's been 4 weeks and he hasn't. But I mean, even if he scores in the next three, you still would have made money if you bet on every single week the same amount. So Jermaine Hopgood, $11.50. I do think there is value there with Sportsbet for him to cross the stripe tonight. In what will be a close game, played through the middle without Junior. I think he plays big, big minutes. I think you're going to have two fresh hookers that are coming on and off. There's going to be value there, I'm telling you. So Jermaine Hopgood, $11.50. Really like him. So my same game guys there for any times. I've got Sualee, Tedesco, Sivo, Gus, and my boy Jermaine Hopgood at $11.50. I really like the Parramatta Eels, the value on them tonight. I'm not telling you they're going to win, but fuck, I think there's value. And if I was a betting man, if I was taking something in my same game as tonight, I would be chucking in Parramatta plus 5.5. I think almost a converted try is really good there. 5.5 always does worry me. I'm not going to hide away from that, but I just think Parramatta, they would have taken so much confidence away from their win over Penrith last week. I thought Penrith were really good through the middle. They looked fantastic for the vast majority of the game. Parramatta, they just found a way to do it, especially when you think to the back end of that game. You've obviously got Nathan Cleary, kicks for touch, comes up with the most ridiculous play we've seen in a long time, a field goal from the tram line on the 40-metre line. Fucking unbelievable. I just thought that would have sunk Parramatta in a heartbeat. And then when you also lose Junior, I just thought that would have absolutely rattled them. Mitch Kenny, you know, a bit of a suspect one there, to be fair. Not sure if he should have gone, but he did. Parramatta managed to even it all up, get back into the game, and Mitch Moses kicked the winning field goal there. So I just think Parramatta, when they looked at their draw a few weeks ago going, fuck me, we're getting three teams off byes. We're starting 0-2. This is going to be a brutal start. We only get Matto back in game four. He's now back. He looks fantastic. They're getting the very best out of Bryce Cartwright. They're looking forward to Sean Lane returning. I just think they're going to take a lot out of that win last week, and I refuse to rule out Parramatta in this game. A few weeks ago, I thought they were no hope, and I don't know. I just got a feeling this Roosters without Joey Manu, just wonder if they might lack a little bit. But we know what they're like with JWH. They are a much better team whenever he is on the park with them. I think I heard Brandon Smith talking to Isaac John in a clip this week about just what he means. And he's just one of those guys that when you get in the shed and you see him putting on his boots, you go, okay.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We're going to be okay today. We've got our guy. We've got our enforcer. So a cracking game coming your way tonight, 8 p.m. from Allianz Stadium. Best of luck to you Roosters fans and you Parramatta Eels fans. You've got my same game multis. You've got my value bets there. I assume that a lot of people have probably sold James Tedesco in Supercoach. If you still have him, I would definitely be playing him tonight. You never leave James Tedesco out of your side. But for me, not worth a VC or a C. If I was going to take a punt on a VC or a C tonight, if you're just looking for someone safe, I do think Hopgood plays really, really big minutes. I think Ryan Madison's a nice little pod for you to bring into your side that not many other teams will. I won't be doing it. I won't be considering it just yet. But I don't think it's a bad play, to be honest with you. But when it comes to Hopgood and captains and whatnot, we have been hurt before in the past, and we have got Nicho Hynes running around this weekend against the Warriors. We have got Tommy Turbo running around 3 p.m. Saturday against the Newcastle Knights. So, I mean, if you want to play it safe, so be it. But I think this is the weekend to really chase a bit upside on a few of those guys, even the stack of Ruben Garrick and Tommy Turbo. Very, very interesting. I think Parramatta go very close to winning this one tonight, if not winning it. I think there's a lot of value in the betting market for them, and I'd be taking them with the start later tonight, taking on the Roosters from Allianz Stadium at 8 p.m.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.